So hi again, and as I got some nice feedback on the last story I recorded, and people seem to enjoy it, or at least some of you, I thought I'd have another go, and just wanted to say though, especially thanks to everybody who left comments, and that I really enjoyed reading your very sexy feedback, and knowing that you enjoyed what I did, and that keep it coming. It makes it all worthwhile. It's really turns me on to read how you were playing with yourselves, or enjoying it otherwise, or what you thought. So yeah, brilliant. Okay, so I'll stop rambling and get on. It's such a beautiful hot day that we decide it's worth a few extra bucks for the sporty convertible, so we can have the top down and enjoy the weather. The rep goes into the office for the paperwork, and we sneak in a quick snog. Your body warm by the sun, smells and feels as good as bread straight from the oven, and I pull you against me and our lips meet. You feel something nudging you down below and say with mock irritation, "Are you hard again already? After last night and this morning?" "Sorry, I just can't help it," I smile. "Besides," I say, looking down at the light, flimsy summer dress you have on. "When you stand in front of the sun, I can see through your dress," I whisper in your ear and then grin. You step back a little surprised, not at me but feeling slightly exposed with this news, but stop being concerned when you catch me looking at the outline of your shapely legs, travelling up to your thighs where my eyes linger on the small horizontal bridge your crotch forms between them, at the top where I know your sweet pussy is tucked away in a pair of tight white cotton panties that I admired you putting on that morning. My hand starts to subconsciously travel to my pocket, but then the rep comes out again and we snap back to reality. It's a real nightmare to get out of the city, and the moment is forgotten as we fight through the traffic. We leave the radio off, and by the time we're out of the worst of it, we've started chatting and watching the scenery, enjoying the weather. After a while, we're out on the open road with nothing for miles, the sun beating down, and drift off into our own little worlds. I look around at the beautiful scenery passing by, then across at you, and think how good you look. The slipstream making your dress cling to your body in all the right places, your hair blowing about a bit, a glimpse of your twinkling eyes just visible at the side of your shades. I sigh a little, and you look over at me and smile. I smile back. "Something on your mind?" you ask. "I was thinking you should take a break. If it's got cruise control, why not use it?" I say, leaning over and pressing the button. You're about to make a comment when you feel my hand on your thigh as I lean over, and when I lean back, my mouth moves to your neck as I softly kiss and nuzzle it, running my other hand up through your hair and smelling it. My kisses become more intense as the smell and feel of you stir my desire, and my other hand is now massaging your thigh. "Rich," you moan. "No fair, I'm driving." "That's okay," I say. "It's a long straight road. Just point it straight and keep one eye on it," I whisper sexily in your ear. I lean back a bit and pull your leg over towards me, grateful it's a column gear shift and for that extra bit of access. I place one of my feet in your footwell and drape your leg over my thigh, where it wraps itself around mine as if it had a will of its own. My hand moves back to your trim thigh and massages it through the flimsy dress, my firm hand stroking the length of your inner thigh, then down to where my fingers curl behind your knee. I caress, stroke, and tease the sensitive spot I know makes you melt, and you start to rub your leg against mine as you become more aroused. My hand moves up your leg again, taking your dress with it, as my other hand moves in to fill the vacancy behind your knee. Both hands expertly and tenderly fondle and caress your legs as they fall open a little wider. I look up at you, and admirably you're still focused on the road ahead, but you look a little flushed. Your mouth is slightly parted, and I see your tongue running over your lips. My hand slips slowly higher and higher, under your dress, and onto the smooth warm skin below, lazy circling higher and higher until the side of it grazes the edge of your panties, and a moan escapes your parted lips. You glance down between your legs and then at me, as my hand rubs over your panty-covered abdomen, stroking back and forth across below your belly button, trailing my fingers over the soft material. "Oh God, Rich, you get me so worked up," you pant, as inch by inch my hand strokes lower and lower, until the movements are almost connecting with the top of your pussy. But I do enjoy it, so I smirk sexily and lift your skirt up, exposing your legs and white panties. Oh, fuck, I murmur, as my hand momentarily goes between my own legs and grips my swollen cock as I drink in the sexy sight of your exposed body and underwear. My hand goes back between your legs and cups your mound. Our skin is already warm from the sun, but it feels so much hotter down there. I spread my fingers out over you, my long middle one sliding easily between your pussy lips down to where it lingers at your entrance, drawing delicious circles around it. Oh, fuck yes, you hiss as you bite your lower lip, and the car sways slightly on the road. Careful now, baby, I coo, as I start to slide my finger up and down the length of your aching slit. I feel the heat, but pressing the panties into you has now let the wetness through too, and I feel it on my fingertips. My finger works up and down you, pausing at the top to linger on your sensitive clit, before stroking down gently where I push your panties slightly inside you with my long finger, making you moan and throw your head back. My other hand has now moved up your leg and is caressing your inner thigh while my finger is on a mission to get your panties as wet as possible. It felt hot before the passion, and heat building between us makes it intense to the point where we feel lightheaded. I can feel my cock straining and pushing against my trousers, wanting you so badly. I move my hips so the head of my cock rubs inside my jeans and let out a moan. But my eyes never leave the wonderful spectacle of my hands between your sexy naked legs and all over your damp white panties, which I grab and gently pull up into your pussy. You cry out as the material becomes tighter and tighter over your throbbing clit, and the panties crotch shrinks as it gets tighter, gradually exposing your wet pink pussy until your lips appear either side as it slips between them. Oh, fuck, you fucking bad boy, you swear as the car swerves the most wildly it has so far. Would you have it any other way, I tease. I work your panties up into your pussy again. You moan out loud and your legs shot out straight and your knuckles whiten as you grip the wheel, and I realise this could get quite risky. My gaze moves to the road, my face close to yours, and as you look at me you can see a big smile cross my face and I point at the road ahead. Rest stop 1 mile, you say aloud, the smile to match mine appearing on your flushed face. You almost instantly reach down and hit the cruise control off and nearly break my fingers as your legs slam back down on the gas, and we quickly gain another 15, 20, 25, 30 miles per hour. Ow, I complain, holding my fingers. You deserved it, teasing me like that when I can't do anything about it, and nearly killing us both too, you say, cheerily, eyes focused, never once leaving the road. Now you're going to finish what you started. You got me so fucking hot my pussy feels like it's on fire and I demand satisfaction. Well, I do feel a certain level of accountability, I chuckle and massage the bulge in the front of my trousers as I watch you pout. One very fast mile later, we totally luck out. The place is basically a parking lot with no shops and just one truck at the top end with the curtains drawn. You glide into a spot, switch off the ignition and swing to face me in one fluid movement, unbridled lust and need burning in your eyes. Now you almost growl at me, but before you can finish, I've sprang forward and planted my mouth on yours and my tongue darts in and out and wrestles yours into submission, stifling the next words as you get lost in the deep passionate kiss. Our hands are wild over each other as the kiss intensifies to where it's almost like we're trying to eat each other. You feel strong hands grab your waist and I move back, sitting down and sliding you down across your seat until you're almost lying down. Your knees fall wide open and your skirt rides up, exposing the soaking panties still embedded in your pussy. You see a passion to match your own burn in my eyes. Then I start to lean and slide forward across my seat towards you as you lift your legs over my shoulders, and I feel my hair brushing up your inner thighs as my mouth moves closer to you. My hand snakes up and over your thigh, under the edge of your panties, and pulls them aside, exposing you to me. You feel the warm, fresh air on your now naked, aroused, and most sensitive spot, and a shiver of pure pleasure runs through you. You're just getting over the beautiful sensation when a bolt of pleasure shoots through you as my tongue runs firmly along the whole length of your slit. You totally lose it and remember why we're here all at once. reaching down between your legs and grabbing my head, pulling it tighter into your throbbing cunt. Your legs clamp around my back. Your back braces against the door as you thrust your hips into my face, and I feel like some kind of trap has just sprung on me. The most awesomely fucking sexy trap I ever heard of, and though I was going to eat your sweet pussy for all I was worth anyway, your enthusiasm, now also vocal, spurs me to want to get you the hardest fucking cum of your life. Your whole body seems like it's gripped around mine for the sole purpose of locking my mouth onto your pussy, which is incredibly sexy but doesn't allow me much movement. Still, my mouth works up and clamps down over your clit, where you lock it firmly in place, and I manage to squeeze a hand under you, and you gasp as I slide a finger inside your soaking entrance. My tongue isn't idle either, and with my mouth pressed tight over your clit, it's alternating between drawing circles round and flicking over your swollen clit. My finger starts expertly working your pussy as I look up over your mound to see your lust-filled face. You sense me watching and our eyes connect. Oh, fuck you, moan. Your mouth feels so good on my pussy. Lick me, baby. And we lose eye contact as your head moves from side to side, but not before you notice I'm also grinding my crotch against the seat. Your juices are flowing freely without the panties to stop them, and you feel the warm wetness trickling down between your ass cheeks and moan even louder, realizing how turned on you are. I slide my finger down over the trowel and naughtily run it over and around your lubricated asshole, making you squirm against the chair. I want your cum, baby, I say dirtily. I want to taste your fucking hot cum in my mouth. I want to lick it off my fingers. And I slide my finger deep inside you, curling it up and expertly finding your pulsating G-spot. You allow my head to move back a bit, knowing I don't need to be held there, and never did, any longer, and my tongue moves down to where my finger is licking around it and all over you. You feel a heat spreading rapidly from inside you and feel like you're sinking deep inside yourself. The scene in the car becoming more distant, just as the sensation of my finger deftly working your G-spot and the undeniable urge and recent sight of my tongue flicking over your clit fill you for an instant, and then you're rushing towards the surface, reality returning along with your orgasm. Oh, Rich, oh, fuck, oh, I'm coming, yeah, baby, yeah. You moan as the rush of your orgasm makes you forget the outside world, and a ball of white, hot pleasure explodes outward from your pussy through your whole body as it clenches and unclenches with every wave of pleasure until you have to pull my finger out of you because you think you'll die if you take another second at this intensity. I get the signal and move, gently caressing your stomach and legs as you murmur and bask in relief and pleasure, relishing the warm sun on your half-naked body. You feel a shadow fall over you and look up to see me kneeling on the seat, watching you intensely. You notice the movement and see I pull my rock-hard cock out of my trousers and am rubbing it furiously while sucking on the finger that until recently was embedded deep in your cunt. Oh, babe, your cum tastes so fucking good, I say, wanking myself off, looking at you lying back with your panties and freshly fingered pussy. I saw you fucking the seat earlier, you naughty boy, you giggle, still high off your cum. Now I want to see you come for me. You reach down between your legs and stick a finger deep in your pussy, swirling it around, enjoying the sensation before pulling it out and dragging it across my lips. I willingly open my mouth. You teasingly slide it in where I start to suck and tongue it, setting you off again. You reach down with your other hand and spread your pussy lips for me while you finger plays with my tongue, coating it in your delicious cum. It's too much for any mortal man to take, and I feel a burst of white light inside my head as my whole body shakes and the first shots of hot spunk land on your stomach. Ah, look down at your pussy still wanking hard. My cock follows my gaze as my next two spurts land on your hand, pussy and panties. My hand is a blur on my cock as my orgasm continues to rock me and I moan and swear, working my thick shaft so that drop after drop of hot sticky cum falls between your legs where your fingers are already massaging it over your stomach and pussy. Just when I think my orgasm is subsided, you move forward and take the head of my throbbing cock in your mouth. Suck on it greedily. Oh my fucking god, I almost shout. As your tongue finds my foreskin, you somehow manage to force a couple more good bursts of cum out of my twitching cock and onto your tongue. I take the immense pleasure as long as I can, and then, like you, I have to pull away. A decision not helped by the fact that you'd reached up and started stroking my balls. But well, I could take no more and collapse against you, eyes closed, kissing you softly. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I wanna come for you. Oh, baby, yeah, wank me. Oh, God. Oh, wank me off. Oh, play with yourself. Stick your fingers in my mouth. Let me taste your cunt cream. Let me taste it. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, so good.